Thank you. Hans Zimmer reportedly broke from convention and did not view raw footage of director Christopher Nolan's Dunkirk while composing the score. Zimmer did visit the city in northern France where the historic 1940 amphibious evacuation of British troops occurred and brought back a jar of sand for inspiration. We just heard Zimmer's music for the climactic sequence, The Oil, here on Deep Threes. Our set began with the start of the story, Presentation of the World, off the Raven album by Yari Pekanyan. Cluster, in its third incarnation, spelled with a Q, gave us Euterpe from their album Lachen, or Listen. We then heard the sounds emanating from the Elkwood Animal Staircase. The conclusion of the improvised electronic suite, Poetic Infomercial Experimentalism, from Tapage and Espoir. Dave Liebman, Tatsuya Nakatani, and Adam Rudolph transmitted a cosmogram from The Unknowable. Pianist Vicky Chow of the Bang on a Can All-Stars soloed on the Nocturne from Jacob Supinski's Morning Tale from her Aorta album. Gabriella Montero followed with the first part of Ancestro from her Solatino album. Then we ventured into the Forbidden City with the Hong Kong Philharmonic Orchestra performing the final movement of Tan Dun's Concerto for Orchestra, conducted by the composer for a 2012 album on Naxos. And Yane Numella gave us Intronitus 1 from Cosmos Kalevala. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. In the background, Glissade by Daniel Robert Leahy from Gravity's Kiss. You can find us online at www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you live from Burnaby Mountain.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. About two-thirds of all fresh water on Earth is frozen. This water is trapped in glaciers, which cover mountains and wind through valleys, and in the massive ice sheets that blanket Greenland and Antarctica. But as the climate warms, much of that ice is melting and raising sea levels around the world. Glaciers and ice sheets form as snow piles up on land and compresses down into a thick block of ice. Each year, many glaciers lose ice in the summer as they melt and chunks break off or calve into the ocean. Then in winter, when temperatures drop and new snow accumulates, glaciers can build back up again. But the warming climate is now causing many glaciers and ice sheets to melt faster than they regrow, so they are shrinking dramatically over time. The Greenland ice sheet, for example, has lost more than 5 trillion tons of ice in just 20 years. That's about 15 million times the weight of the Empire State Building. When glaciers and ice sheets melt, water that was previously stored on land rushes into the ocean. This causes seas to rise, much like turning on the tap raises the water level in a bathtub. So as the climate continues to warm, melting glaciers and ice sheets will push sea levels higher and higher. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.